The UK's far-right English Defence League has always been controversial. Now it finds itself at the centre of a storm over claims that the Norway killer, Anders Breivik, was in contact with its members. It denies any links to him. But in a dossier released just hours before the massacre, he repeatedly mentions the EDL, crediting it as an organisation with noble intentions. He says he's met its leaders and even supplied them with ideological material during the group's formation.
If there isn't a militia or paramilitary group for your area, make one. The organisation may start out as a street demonstrating organisation like the EDL, or it may start off as a paramilitary organisation. It is highly advisable to structure any street protest organisation after the English Defence League model, as it is the only way to avoid paralysing scrutiny and persecution.
The EDL have condemned Breivik's actions and deny that they're targeting Muslims, but they have described Islam as a threat to Britain, and their protests often descend into violence.
It is an example of the far right grabbing the working class, in this case mainly the white working class, and turning them against immigrants rather than the people who are actually making their lives miserable, which is the government, the bankers, etc.
The EDL has warned that an atrocity similar to the one in Norway could take place in Britain if the right to protest is restricted. This, coupled with the arrests of people like Neil Lewington, who developed a bomb factory in his home to target those he considered non-British, and Martin Gilliard, who produced nail bombs for use against Muslims, have raised fears within the UK's Muslim community.
Before, the rhetoric from EDL was that we are against Islamic extremism, and now he's openly saying Islam is a threat. Their narrative and what they're saying has changed, and what's going to happen is that the average member of society who does not know anything about Islam will start to think that there is a problem with Islam, and it will lead to some people taking violent action.
And the British press stand accused of inflaming the situation by printing misleading stories that demonise Muslims.
All the preliminary work of their politics has been done for them by papers and media that are actually claiming to be anti-racist, but in effect are creating an atmosphere in which racism can thrive.
The Murdoch-owned Sun newspaper was quick to blame Al-Qaeda for the massacre in Norway before any of the facts had been established.
For years, successive British governments and the media have focused on what they describe as violent extremism within the Muslim community and ignored repeated warnings about the rise of the far right. The act of terrorism in Norway by a man who, at the very least, shares some views with the EDL has forced Prime Minister Cameron to take notice. But it's also raised concerns within the Muslim community who fear they could be the next target. Hassan Ghani, Press TV, London.